Yeah, those, I've seen those. Those are nice. We don't quite have to do that. You know, for instance, like our biggest, you know, making sure that radio and installed sound systems are accounted for, making sure that the right contractors are hired for the things we don't do, you know, making sure that stuff we have to get is got, you know, and everything's accounted for, antennas, you know, grounding, you know, things like that. In a fire station, it gets much more involved because there's alerting systems that have to be accounted for, and they have to control lights and gas valves and doors, and there's all sorts of other things that are part of a fully functional, integrated, you know, electronic alerting at a fire station. So that's what we're doing today. And, you know, this one is where, you know, we got to kind of bridge the gap between the, you know, the chief, what the chief and the crew desires, and what the contractors deliver. So we got to go out there and figure out what they want so that we can be their mouthpiece when it comes to making sure the contractor understands what they're going to need to supply or do. And it has to do with antennas, running and routing, and, you know, where our public address system's going to be located, where is the alerting system going to go, how are the light contactors going to work. You know, there's things, a lot of electrical considerations for those. There's, you know, the gas valves are always a thing. They always throw their hands up and run around. Oh, we don't know. Well, get a gas contractor out here. How many times we got to do this? You know, so, but just so much, you know, going on, you know, what doors are going to have, what kind of, you know, security and alerting and entry and all that stuff. Just, there's just tons of things to figure out. When you're building new or renovating.